Erev Shabbos Parshas Kisetzei Tov Shin Samach Ches. Parshas Kisetzei has many mitzvahs in it. It's not really a flow to the parsha, although we know the Gemara does learn out many different halachas and mitzvahs from the fact that we juxtapose one mitzvah to the next, but it's not really going to flow throughout. There's so many different things to speak about. Take one little parsha within this parsha, a few psukim, and give over a beautiful insight that I've heard from my Rebbe Ramatisyo Solomon, and which brings out a beautiful point. We have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects. Everybody's familiar that there is such a mitzvah, but if you look at the way the Torah describes such a mitzvah, we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of helping us out. Number one, telling us the right perspective, how to approach such a mitzvah, and we'll see there's another mitzvah in a couple of parashiyos back. And number one, how we should approach such a mitzvah, and how, with approaching it this way, it makes it easier to do the mitzvah. Okay, because Hashavas Aveda, let's be honest, not the most easiest mitzvah. It could be, you know, you pass somebody in the parking lot, you see somebody left his headlights on. Okay, this is probably not relevant today's day and age. They automatically shut off, you know, the guy has a sensor on his microwave that tells him when his headlights are on. But back in the day when you actually had to shut off your headlights, you're in the parking lot and you're rushing somewhere else and someone's headlights are on, you know. Hashavas Aveda would demand that, you know, look up the license plate, go back into the shul and make an announcement, ask the gabbai to announce that somebody left it. But that takes time, it takes a tirch, it's a bother. You know, and sometimes if our conscience doesn't get the better of us, you know, we may just walk off and not bother with it. So this is what the Torah tells us in Perichov Beis Pasik Vov. Perichov Beis Pasik Aleph. Lois Sires Sharachicha Oyeseya Nidachim. You shouldn't see the ox of your brother, Oyeseyai, or one another different animal, a sheep, a goat, Nidachim, that is straying away. V'salamta mehem, and you'll ignore it. You'll ignore the fact that there's a lost object. Hoshev teshivim lachicha. No, you must return it to your brother. V'imloi koravichicha lacha. Let's say he's not around. Who knows where he is? I have to go chase him. I have to find him. V'lo yedate. I don't even know who he is. Right? There's a lost object here, but I don't even know who it belongs to. You know, you got to do the Torah says, v'asavta el teich beisecha. You have to gather it up into your house. So you have to keep it in your house. V'yayimchen, it will be with you ad roish achicha oisei, until the owner of the lost object searches you out. So you have to now put up an announcement. You have to send out emails on the shul website and then the community website. I found this expensive item, or even not an expensive item, but something that the person doesn't know that it was lost from him, and would want it back. V'ashivais, you return to the chen tas, l'chamayrei, so you have to do with his donkey, chen tas, l'samlasa, his garment, chen tas, l'chol, avedas, achicha. Any lost object, asher teivad mimeno, they'll be lost from the rightful owner, mitzas, you find it, l'aysucha, l'salim. Many different mitzvahs learned out, and many dafim in Masechtas Bava Metzia, expounding on these psukim right here. So if we read the psukim carefully, this is what my Rebbe pointed out. You read the psukim carefully, you see the Torah does something here uncharacteristic of certainly the way we would speak, and if it's the Torah doing it, then there must be a good reason for that. We just read three psukim. In three psukim, how many times does it say the word achicha? More than three. In three psukim, it says the word achicha five times. It could have used pronouns. It could have used the owner. Five times the Torah uses the word achicha. So explain Ramatisyo Solomon as follows. That indeed, it's not maybe so easy to do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. If you look back in Parshas Re'eh is the mitzvah of tzedakah. This is in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Zayin, in Parshas Re'eh. There'll be someone who's poor amongst your brethren. Again, the Torah is distressing your brother, and we use this term so freely, you know, our Jewish brethren. And he pointed out that actually, that if a person would, we have two brothers here, Ephraim and Moshe Yosef. Yeah? If one of theirs, okay, so you know what his car looks like, so you know it's his headlights, you know. But let's say the car was locked, and it would take you a bother, you have to go call him up, call his cell phone, you have to actually drive a few minutes to his house to pick up his extra set of keys so you can come back and shut off his headlights so he doesn't lose the battery. Or you have to, but if it was your own brother, so then you would do it already. Even if you're not so close with your brother. But if it's your own brother, if it's achicha, it's your brother, it's my actual blood brother, would I not return his lost object? Would I not go out of my way? Would I not be sure to help him out? If I have the ability to help him out, give him tzedakah, wouldn't I do this? Is achicha. So here in 3 psukim, the Torah points out 5 times, this is achicha. The Torah is telling us that if a person views every yid, every Jew, as his actual brother, number one, that's the right perspective. Number two, that will make doing the mitzvah much easier. And he quoted this Rambam, which we'll end with, in the end of a mitzvah called Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, the laws of giving tzedakah to the poor. In the last chapter here, chapter 10, Perek Asiri, halacha based. Rambam tells us, first of all, a person doesn't become impoverished by giving charity. Ve'ein davara, nothing bad. Ve'lo yehezek, and no hurt or damage. Niglal b'shvilat tzedakah. Person should never think, I'm giving away money, I may become impoverished, something may happen to me. It doesn't happen. Shenema v'hoye ma'asat tzedakah sholem. Only peace will come by giving tzedakah. Now the Rambam goes further. Kol ha'merachem, merachem in alav. Whoever takes pity on others, so minashamayim, from heaven, they will take pity on him. Mida kenegin mida. V'chol mishu achzori, and anyone who is cruel, I mean, someone who says, you know what, the guy lost something, or the guy needs some help, I'm not interested, I can't pay any attention, I'm too busy, I don't have time, I'm not going to see if I can help him out. V'chol mishu achzori, that's how the Rambam terms it. Whoever is cruel, ve'ene merachem. So what does the Rambam say next? Now, whether we know this is about someone else or it's about ourselves. Rambam says, someone who is cruel and doesn't bother giving tzedakah when he can and doesn't bother helping out another yid or being merachem on another Jew when he can, the Rambam says, yesh lochish liyichusei. You have to suspect his lineage. You better check into, go a few generations back. Maybe there's some issue over here. Why? She'ein ha'achzarias mitzuya ela ba'akum. Cruelty, that a person shouldn't take pity on a fellow Jew, is not found amongst Jewish people. She'nem ha'achzari heim v'lo yirachamu, that's said on non-Jews. V'chol Yisrael, but all Jews, v'anil v'aleihem ka'achim heim. All Jews are like brothers. How do we know we're like brothers? Which the pasuk here says, achicha, 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 5 times, this is your brother. And if it's your brother, you feel it's your brother. Of course, you're not going to be cruel to your brother when he's in a difficult situation, when he needs help, when he lost something, when he needs tzedakah. If it would be my own brother, I wouldn't be cruel to him. And all Jews are brothers, the Rambam is saying. You know how we're brothers? Because the pasuk says, shenemar bonim atem la'ashem aleikechem. We're all brothers because you have the same father. Certainly, all of humanity has the same father. But the Torah said, Hashem chose one nation in particular that were going to be His children. Well, if we all have the same father, just do the math. So we're all brothers. And if we all feel like brothers, then we can't be cruel on somebody else. Someone who's actually cruel to another Jew, you better check his yichus. If one brother's not going to take pity on another brother, mi yirachim lo. Who else would take? Who else could you rely on if not your own family? So that's how the Rambam says, and really we see it brought out clearly from the Pesukim over here. If the attitude towards this, and really extends to many other areas of mitzvahs, which we won't take the time right now to explain. But if this is the sense, and this is the attitude that a person has, which the Torah is saying, this is the secret, the key to having the right attitude towards others in terms of any mitzvah beinan lachaveire between one Jew and another, is this. Is banim atem l'Hashem elokeich. The Rambam says that we're all children of one father, so we're all brothers. That makes us all brothers. And if it's achicha, it's achicha, achicha, it's your brother. Vim lo yirachim al ach al ach mi yirachim. Who wouldn't take pity on one's own brother? This is a midah. This is a characteristic that Jews have, that we do have this midah of rachmanis. And really, that should be enough, even if we're not promised great things. Here, Hashem goes out of his way and he says, you know what? Not only will do I expect it from you, but call Amarachim, if you do take pity, you give tzedakah when it's needed, you do help out when it's needed, you do give back the lost object, call Amarachim, Mirachim and Allah, Minashamayim, they'll give us Rachmanis. A good Shabbos.